Gerard Williams Show. Coming to you live.
Hey, hey, my friends. This is T. Gerard Williams, your host and your executive producer of the T. Gerard Williams Show. And today, my friends, I got to tell you, I got on the line with us all the way from Seattle, my good friend Eddie Kane. Now, I got to tell you this before I bring Eddie on the line. Eddie is a self-proclaimed American street fashion model and an influencer. He is bringing new meaning to the term fashion model. Now, I'm going to tell you about Eddie. You know, he's going to tell you a little bit about himself, too, but I'm going to tell you, Eddie doesn't seek approval or recognition from the fashion industry. His unique and different style is encouraging others to set their own trend. Now, isn't that amazing? In fact, he's going to tell you about his goals and his aspirations and what he's attempted to accomplish in a society where every style is cool because the person who's wearing it says it's so. Hey, Eddie, are you on the line, my brother?
Yes, I am, and I'm glad to be on here, too.
Hey, man, you know, it's our pleasure to have you, brother. Listen, first thing I always like to find out, you know, let you know, man, we're down here in the southern, in the dirty south. We're down here in Miami, Florida. And I know that you're over up there in Seattle. Tell me, what's the weather like up there right about now?
Well, I'll be 100 with you. It's rainy. It gets cold a lot. Yeah. Not to a point where it's like freezing, but it gets where, you know, you want to get a little hoodie on and stuff.
Hey, man, I tell you, we hot today, man. We were so hot today, it's a shame. But I tell you what, man, listen, we're not talking about the weather today. We want to talk about you, man. We want to promote you, let people know what you're doing, let people know how you're doing it, and we want to just go ahead and do this the best way we can. And the best way I know how to do that is just to tell you, to tell me and the listeners a little bit about you.
Okay, perfect. And first I want to start off, T, thank you so much for allowing me to do this with you. It's a real honor and a pleasure. Me, a little bit about me, I'm born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. I served in the military for 8 years, and then I was in the infantry. Shout out to my Army folks and all the people serving overseas, and even people who are serving right now. Once you put that uniform on, to me, it means a lot, me being a veteran to serve this country.
You know what? Stop right there. 1 second. Thank you for your service, brother. Thank you for your service. I spent 4 years in the infantry myself in Fort Carson, Colorado, man. And I tell you, there's nothing like it. We are a band of brothers. And, man, you know what? I am proud that you're on the station with me today, man. And certainly, like I said, thank you for your service, man.
Well,
shout out to all of you.
Right back at you, brother. Right back at you, brother. I mean, honestly, you paved the way for me. It's like, I mean, my grandfather, he was in the service. You know, a lot of my family was in the service. So it means a lot to me or anybody who's done it before me because y'all paved the way for me and set the example for me to follow. So it means a lot.
Man. Well, all right, then. Okay, I just had to stop you there for a few minutes, but hey, listen, it's important for people to know that not only are they supporting you in what you're doing, but also what you've done in service to your country, man, and I tell you, there's nothing like it. So we're going to get off of that for a second. You were telling me you were in the military, hey, man, because I stayed there for a little bit, man. But
I love it because, you know, I know we're going on a side note, but I just think sometimes it's important that we recognize ourselves as well as people who are serving right now because we are veterans, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely right, brother. Absolutely right, man. That's 100% right there.
All right. Hold that thought, Mr. Eddie Kane. We'll be right back.
If you're talking about it, it's because we're talking about it.
So to continue on, I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, did my time in the service. I got out, and, you know, I told myself, you know, I wanted to do something different. I got tired of everybody being in these norms that society sets. Everybody's always like, you got to dress this way. You got to be this way. Like, currently right now, I work at Seattle Goodwill and the corporate offices, and I want to give a shout-out to Seattle Goodwill real quick and tell them thank you for the love and thank you for the support and thank you for making me a part of your company. I work in the training department, and, you know, normally people in a position that I am, you'll see them in, like, kind of more fitted clothing and in more where they say it's business professional because you got a tie on and a suit. But I want to get people out of that mindset that clothes don't make the man. The man make the clothes. So
mm-hmm.
you can
Absolutely.
Be, you can wear a hoodie and sneakers. You can wear gold teeth grills. You can wear chains and bracelets and rings. That has nothing to do with the person that's inside, nor does that have anything to do with your intelligence. I mean, I don't want people to get it confused just because I'm a street fashion model that I have an MBA. And so a lot of people working in the corporate office, not mine in particular, which I do appreciate that they acknowledge me as a different kind of person, and they love that about me. And that's why I was inspired to do it. I was like, it shouldn't just be my organization that accepts me for this. It should be the whole world that accepts me for this and accepts anybody for the way they are. So I was like, how do I go about promoting it? So I said, I got to live it, you know, walk it like I talk it, like Nego said. So I just, let me be in the street fashion model thing. Let me get some attention that way. And I've been getting some attention. And so I figured I'd get deliver a positive message by showing them, yes, although I'm street and although I can be quote-unquote hood and ghetto, it has nothing to do with who I am inside or my brain. So my street fashion, I say street fashion because I wanted to take that piece of fashion and make people understand that, yeah, fashion is more complex than people make it. It's not just, oh, these just putting things on a piece of paper. It's about the oomph you put into it. It's about the magic, about the person behind wearing the clothes. That's what makes it, you know, what it is. So that's why I started doing it. And now, on a different topic, just to promote myself a little more.
Well, hold on before you do that, because I'm going to give you a time to do that. But you know what? Let me just, because you said something, and I kind of want to kind of jump back into it for just a second, because there's a difference between street fashion model and just fashion modeling. So can you just tell before we get to how they can find out more about you, because believe me, brother, I want them to know every bit of information about you, because we want to make this thing the thing. Basically, just tell me what's the difference between street fashion models.
So a big difference is the fact that I'm living how I'm from. Like, I say street fashion, I mean, like, some people might consider, like, some big names like Supreme and Fear God because of the hype around it. When I say street fashion model, to me specifically, it means that I'm from the streets, I'm always going to be from the streets, and I'm going to be a model at the same time.
Okay.
So basically saying that I'm going to be me, and you can't take that away from me.
Okay. Now, that's cool. I just want to make the distinction so that those who are listening will know that we're not talking about, you know, a particular genre. We're eclectic enough to understand that there's a variety, and just like you said, there's a magic to what you wear. There's a way that you can project yourself that people are not going to stereotype you and put you in a box saying that this is you and this is all you can be. You can be anything
that you want.
All right.
Because I just want to add to that piece with, like, keep saying street fashion model, because, and I don't mean just my streets, like the quote unquote, because I'm from Brooklyn, New York. And, you know, I lived in a not the best neighborhood in the world, but I'm not just talking about those rough streets. I'm talking about even if you live in a trailer park, or if you live in Africa, or you live in Japan, wherever you're from, this street. And I'm saying the street because we live on it every day and we walk on it. So when I say street fashion, I'm talking about everyday fashion that a person brings, specifically them.
Okay, I got you, and I believe they have you too. So hold on one second. Hey, to my listening audience, this is what I need you to do. As always, you know, I suggest that you listen to the show with paper and pencil right there so you can write down everything possible about the information that we bring you, because you know that we bring you the best of the best, and we forget about the rest. So what we're going to do right now is I'm going to give you about 20 good seconds while I'm promoting Eddie Kane here, and let him tell you how you can reach him and the information that you need. And so when you write it down, believe me, it's going to be a little quiz at the end. So my brothers and my sisters, please pay attention. Eddie Kane, how can my listeners and your new fans and our newest friends find out about how to reach you?
So they can follow me on Instagram. It's Mr. Eddie K. So M-R EDDIEK. And you can also email me at MrEddieK@yahoo.com. I know I'm a little old-fashioned, so I use the Yahoo. I just keep it simple that way. You can also follow me on Facebook, saying Mr. Eddie Kane, or Eddie Kane, more specific, and you'll see a picture of me up there.
All right. Now, you know, because I know some of my friends on the line, they took a little time to go get the pencil. They couldn't find the paper. So, Mr. Eddie Kane, would you please run about it one more time? I said, you said Instagram is where?
So, my Instagram is Mr. Eddie Kane.
Mr.
So
Eddie Kane. Read it.
So, it's MREDDIEK. Mr. Eddie Kane. If you just put it, when you go in the search box and put in MREDDIEK, no spaces, you'll find me. And when you go to Facebook, you can put in Eddie Kane, and you should be able to find me. It's, my page is up there. Again, it has my pictures. And if you want to contact me, you can reach me at MrEddieK@yahoo.com.
All right. So we got Instagram, Mr. Eddie Kane. We got Facebook, Eddie Kane. And they should be able to find you there. And not only your pictures there, but I was looking at it myself, man, you know, because I got to take a peek under the covers. And I noticed that you were modeling some chucks, man, and some shoes. And man, I'm like, this guy is really kicking it, man. So listen to my listening audience, please. Take advantage of looking at these particular sites and see what Eddie's doing, see how you can help support him, and let's go a little further. Let's dig a little deeper. Eddie, I know that you have an MBA. I know that.
I do.
I know that you're a business owner, and I know that you are inspired to help people to find their own way in life. But tell me, how did you get to this point in life?
I got to this point in my life by just pushing through and giving it all I got. You know, I firmly believe a lot of times we always make excuses why we can't accomplish something. Oh, this happened or that happened. So, you know, I told myself I don't want to be the reason I fail. So I didn't want to have excuses, because when you have excuses, they're giving yourself a reason to fail. So that's how I got here, by pushing myself and believing myself that I could be better. And I believe in everybody out there, everybody who I meet, everybody who I talk to. My goal is to help them as well as myself, because I believe in them. And by doing this street fashion model stuff, this is what's going to help them as well as myself. This is going to give them a way to speak all minds, because when I say all, I include everybody.
That's great, man. That's great. So you're just knocking down the norm, just breaking through the norms, and that people have to be a certain size or dress a certain way or you know, just get in to fit in. You're cracking through that ceiling.
Absolutely.
And we're proud of you, man. We're proud of you. So you're a trendsetter. That's what you are. That's exactly
Absolutely.
What you are.
Absolutely.
And so what's your plan for the future? What's your immediate goal? And then maybe you can tell me what your long-range goal is. And maybe we can go ahead and get in at the beginning of this movement that Mr. Eddie Kane is doing in the fashion model industry. Talk to me, brother. Talk to me.
So my goal with this is just to change and convince everybody that we are all the same, that nobody's different, and everybody should be able to share how they feel without getting in an argument, without having these hand-in-hand fights or pulling out guns on each other, because that's what I see most of the time where I'm from. We're pulling out guns on our own people, and especially when I say, oh, I'm not talking about black-on-black only. I'm talking about person-on-person, because we are all from God. I mean, like, I'm a religious person to that point where I believe that, you know, God has a hand in all of this. So we are all children of God. So why would I fight my brother? Why would I fight my sister? So my goal is to change that mentality, and by keep doing it and doing this every day. I even plan to go on to speak at some schools, plan to speak at events. I've even got LinkedIn where they, like LinkedIn, they tell me all the time, do not go on LinkedIn and promote yourself with a sense of wearing urban attire. Why is that? This attire that's quote-unquote urban can't be on LinkedIn. So I post all my stuff LinkedIn that I want to break the idea and that mold of this is what a professional looks like. Professional is anything that you believe in, and because it's what about the person. It's what's in your mind and what's in your heart. So that's my plans for the future, to change people's minds and convince people that, you know what, we are all the same. There's no differences in us, really, because we can all help each other.
Absolutely. And with that being said, my brothers and sisters, my friends, Mr. Eddie Kane is making a difference. And he's reaching out to you to tell you that you can not only be a part of that difference, but you can help him make a difference in the world, not just in the fashion industry, but in everyday, day-to-day living. I am so proud to have met this brother, and I tell you, we're going to do everything that we possibly can to promote him. I'm going to bring him back periodically to tell us what's happening in the urban fashion world, what's happening in the street fashion world, what he's doing, what he's promoting, where he's going to be promoting it, and if he's doing what he said, talking to some schools and some different places like that. I want to be the one to announce it to you, and so I'm going to personally commit to him right now that whenever he needs any kind of advertising on the radio, that I'm the guy, and I'm going to do it just because he's a veteran, he's a kind-hearted brother, he's a believer in the Lord, and he's just doing something. He's just not sitting back just letting things happen. He's making things happen. So having said that, Mr. Eddie Kane, I tell you what, I'm going to allow you to have a final word to my listening audience. Tell them something that they need to hear, or you want them to know, or you want to give them some kind of word of encouragement. We've been encouraging them all through this interview, but the final words are yours, and then we're going to close out.
Okay, so I got two things. The first thing I want to say, you know, like Biggie said it best, because I'm from Brooklyn. He said, spread love is the Brooklyn way. So basically, with that in mind, spread love and show love, because when you show love, people are going to show you love back. That's number one. And last but not least, don't let yourself be the reason you can't succeed, because we do that a lot. And as I know, God said, I help those who help themselves. So do not let yourself be the reason you do not succeed. And T, I want to say thank you for letting me be on the show with you, and it really means a lot. I want to give a shout out to my people in Seattle Goodwill. I want to give a shout out to my mama, my pops, my whole family. I want to give a shout out to my lady. I want to give a shout out to everybody who's ever met me. I want to even give my last and final shout out to the Lord, because without the Lord, and none of this would be possible.
Man, you said it all. You know what? Not only are you motivating people to see themselves in a different fashion, and that's a pun intended, but you're also getting people to see that you are a motivational speaker, man. I like the way you're talking. I like the things that you're talking about. So. So having said that, my friend.
Well, that means a lot coming for you. I mean, like, I appreciate it.
Anyway, it's fine, man. It's my pleasure. Hey, having said all that, this is T. Gerard Williams, your host and your executive producer of the T. Gerard Williams Show. And as always, I'll see you when I see you. Bye-bye now. Gerard Williams Show. Coming to you live. With the best in talk radio. Talking about it. It's because we're talking about it.